polls are now closed.
At 8 o'clock Tuesday night, election officials started counting votes in one of the most contentious and some say important elections in recent years. Skagway representatives began negotiating the new Tidelands lease with the parent company of White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad in order to access Tidelands for what they call the Gateway Project. The Gateway Project is an effort to clean up contamination in Skagway's port and to expand facilities to welcome larger cruise ships and, they hope, other commerce. The railroad has leased city Tidelands for 40-plus years. The proposed lease would have extended that relationship another 35 years, but with different terms.
The issue on the ballot will affect Skagway for a long time. So we're coming out to vote in bunches.
That's Skagway Election Board President Barb Broderson. She was there as 416 residents cast their votes. When you add that number to about 140 absentee ballots, it's an especially high turnout in the community of around 1,000 people. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch was also there.
There's just been a lot of talk about it. I think it shows that people really care about this election.
Outside City Hall, I heard divided opinions from Skagway voters.
I think that it was a good deal.
That's resident Mike Consler, who voted for the lease.
I know the people that were negotiating, and I feel like that they had the good of the town in mind.
Yeah, I voted against it.
That's Eric Emery.
More than anything, I think dock control. I think that is, you know, an extremely important stream of revenue for this community. And to give it to a company that's not even an Alaskan company, I think is maybe a little bit wrongheaded.
Turns out the majority of voters fell on Eric's side of the argument. In a vote of 278-136, Skagway residents told their government that they were not happy with the proposed lease.
Well, this is what we needed to find out from the community.
That's Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer. Even though initial results show voters rejecting the lease, the same voters elected back into office representatives who support the contract. Schaefer is one of them. He garnered 258 votes, and his challenger, Roger Griffin, a vocal opponent of the lease, received 140 votes. Here's Griffin.
I'm just really happy to hear about the results on the lease. I can't tell you. I think that's just superb.
Voters also overwhelmingly elected another lease advocate, Steve Burnham Jr., to serve a second term on the Borough Assembly. He garnered 264 votes. Burnham says he's flattered to be reelected. As far as the lease vote goes,
so it's really important to just for us to look at all those responses and votes and try to analyze where we got off the rails.
Burnham has a big enough lead that it's likely he'll retain one of the two open borough assembly seats. As for the second one, it's a close contest between Jay Burnham and write-in candidate David Brenna. Jay Burnham received 186 votes, and Brenna received 148. Burnham has said he supports the lease, but after the overwhelming rejection from the voters,
I was surprised at the numbers of that. That definitely says that it's got to be looked into again.
Brenna agrees.
I hope that they take it to heart that the current assembly has not been in step with the citizens of Skagway.
The one other write-in candidate for assembly is Mavis Irene Henriksen. She gained 64 votes in the preliminary results.
I don't plan on going away. I intend to work harder on getting people to realize that we have to broaden our economy.
Election results will be finalized on Thursday afternoon. They're set to be certified by the Borough Assembly at a 5:30 p.m. meeting. The Assembly has also talked about contracting with a third-party organization to conduct a post-election survey of voters. The survey would ask why residents voted the way they did on the lease question. Then the Assembly will have direction from the public on what to do next. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.